Knock, knock, who's there? Pretty as can be. I'ma make your heart leap while I'm making it bleed. Got a spell that I cast, gonna put you underneath. Take a look into my eyes, got you falling in deep. I'm a heartbreaker, a name taker. I'm a storm chaser, a ringleader. I said, welcome to the show, it's about to get crazy. Won't believe your eyes, yeah, I know I'm amazing. Got that bite and got that bark too. Got that spice and sweet honeydew.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? We got a couple of gentlemen together. We got a couple of drinks in front of us. We're going to talk about a few topics tonight. We got my man right here. Tell him who you are, man.
Hey, they call me Tick. You know what I'm saying? Straight from the boot.
What's up with it, y'all? It's Dev from Monroe, Louisiana, now residing in Dallas, Texas.
And my name is Mike E.D., and that stands for Mike Every Day. So that means you're going to get the same person no matter when you see me. So we're going to get into it. So tonight, y'all want to talk about, fellas, just off the dome.
Man, let's talk about this this P. Diddy situation that's going on.
Man, it's a hot topic, too.
Right on.
I'm going to tell y'all like this. In all honesty, I like Diddy. Hands
right,
down.
Right,
he's
right.
He a genius. He's creative. I mean, whatever he do in his own bedroom, that's his own business. But, you know, people tend to think that once you get that star status, right, you can't make mistakes. But you also got to remember, money makes you who you really are. I mean, right, just imagine what Diddy is. First off, what they're alleging he's what? Tell me that first. Just before I go into it, what concern do you have about what he going through right now?
Man, I really think when he, you know, when Cassie accused him of doing what he was doing, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
P. Diddy paid her like FedEx, right? The next mm-hmm. day, you right. know what I'm saying? So. Mm-hmm. Right there kind of make him look kind of guilty, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So any allegations that come about, that it's going to make him just look like he did it, right? You know what I'm saying?
You know, speaking on that, you're right. Instantly what I thought about was that's perception, you know, because it depends on how you look at it. It could have been the fact that let's just say what she accused him of, say that wasn't what that was. With the type of money he got, it made perfect sense to get that out the way. Because with media, it don't matter if it's true or not. Once it's put out there, the damage is done.
But, see, here's the thing, though. P. Diddy pay her that money.
Right.
And she's still cooperating with the feds.
Yeah, who's to say? Well, on her end, if you think about it, she ain't thinking about Diddy. She trying to lace her pocket. So why would she not?
But she already got paid.
It don't matter. Now you're talking about character, which we don't know.
She could paid be, enough. That's what it
do
is.
Do you feel what I'm
guess,
saying?
I see
or she could be upset about some things that happened that didn't transpire that she wanted or right. whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? We don't know. You said something I want to speak on. In the intro, what did you say? You said about the P. Diddy situation.
I mean, he's a genius. I mean, he's human.
Right, right. I want to speak on the fact that, you know, a lot of times with, especially in our culture with us, when you get a certain type of notoriety or success or fame, everybody wants you to be, what is it?
Perfect.
That. The word I lost
a role
the
model.
Like the Black Panthers, they want you to be you fighting for black rights and this and that just because you're successful.
Mm-hmm.
He not, first man. I told somebody I said these people are people.
Right.
Just because this is like actors. I have actors that I love. I don't know them people. They not my role models.
Right.
I'm not looking for them to be my role models, which is the problem with our children. We need to be their role models. Not P. Diddy, not R. Kelly, not none of them. You know what I'm saying? Because when you do that, you're expecting them to be something that maybe they didn't choose to be.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said it. I say that all the time. They say, well, you know, when people get money, they change. No, they don't. The truth come out.
That is, yeah, it really does.
Then, you know, you think about it, man, when you get into the music business and you young and got money, man, you're going to be, it's going to be women throwing, going
right.
to get, you know, trying to come out, come
right.
at you. You're going to have haters, you know what I'm saying?
Right. That's right.
Man, you're going to face a lot of things in this music
that you're not
industry
used to.
That you're not used to,
right.
you know what I'm saying? And a lot of things are going to come easy to you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Access is given, not earned.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. You know, and when you're on top, everybody going to be around you. You know what I'm saying? Right. But when you're at the bottom, shit, everybody is, shit, everybody disappeared. You know
That's
what I'm
right.
saying?
That's right.
Yeah, and I think what Boosie was saying that too, because, I mean, he made a valid point. Because when all this stuff started coming out, the first thing Boosie
that
said, he was like, you know, ain't nobody that was at those parties saying anything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, I mean.
When he was giving them toasts and everything, talking about black excellence and all that.
Right.
Where them people at? Why are they not speaking up? What do you think?
That's, you know what?
They don't want to get caught in that circle. That's what it is. They don't want to be in that line
exactly
of fire.
That's exactly what it is. It's kind of like with black culture now. When I was coming up, if you did something on your way home, he don't have to know you. You're going to get scolded right there by the person that you don't even really know, but they know your parents. By the time you get home, you're going to get scolded again when you get home because it was about community.
Yeah.
It's not like that. Now everybody is thinking about their own immediate family. Yep. So no one is stepping up to step out to try to speak on to do nothing because they don't want no backlash because they don't want to mess up their money.
Right.
Yep.
And I understand that, but at the same time, we can't fix the culture if there's no accountability. Accountability is everything.
Yep.
If everybody is held accountable, people will think twice before they do certain things. But that ain't the case. You know, you especially if you got a little money, you know, you can kind of do some things.
But you know what they call the kind of discipline that was back then? You know what they call it now? They call it child abuse.
That's exactly what they call it.
You know what I'm saying? A child can go to school right now. If his mama beat his ass, he can go back to school crying. The teacher going to call CPS, and now you got CPS in your business.
I've
had that happen, but I didn't go to the, it wasn't to the extent where CPS was called.
Right.
But I have had a teacher to try to chastise me about how I discipline my kids. I said I'd rather discipline them now instead of y'all having to discipline them later.
And that's that's what's wrong with the world right now, bro. Most of these damn kids that's coming up,
they got
no discipline, bro.
And that's
I hate to
take it there, but I really believe that is something that has been put into place. I think it's by design. But before I even touch that, I'll say this on what you were saying. I told this, me and a white young lady, had a conversation about this. Of course, just like most of them, she's against discipline. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I said, well, I can understand that, but you have to realize we come from two different ballparks.
Mm-hmm.
I said, my child can get pulled over for a traffic ticket.
Right.
And lose his life. So I can't afford for him to not know what's important and what's not important. I have to reprimand him because that chance that your child may get, that slap on the wrist, my child won't get.
Right.
So, I got to get on that ass.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because this is life and death situations. This is something we don't like to talk about. People don't like to bring up. But they always say, you know, you want to play the black card. Okay, well, look at it. We're going to call it for what it is. Well, why can there be two situations the same? The only difference is color, and there's two different outcomes.
Man, check it out. A white kid could go shoot up a school.
Facts.
And they just come out with
their
hands raised up, right?
Yeah.
Facts.
And all they get is a handcuff. I mean, get shot up, right?
They get taken to Whataburger.
Right.
Facts.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Something to eat,
man, let that be us.
Yeah, because they didn't understand. You know, they was under all this pressure.
Right.
Buddy, we're going to help you. They treat our kids like y'all know better because y'all
exactly.
in the hood. But that ain't true.
It's not.
I get you, though. What they call privilege, I don't believe in privilege. I think everybody should be treated equally. If that would be the case,
it wouldn't be an issue.
It wouldn't
be an issue. The law
is
supposed
to be
the law. It's simple as that. Don't matter who you are, if you break it, there's procedure. That should happen moving forward. It's just that simple, you know. But that's not the case. That ain't what we deal with. But, you know, with P. Diddy, man, I don't know.
You know, I'm a strong believer in, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty.
I agree.
I saw the story about the FBI raiding his home, I'm like, this shit is deeper than what we We behind, you know, we don't even know what's going on,
and
right?
He look guilty because he get on his private jet. And
I know, right? Wait, hold on. When did he fly to?
What's the name of it? It's where you cannot get extradited. Right. Back to the United States.
Exactly.
If that ain't guilty, I'm like, bro, look. I respect you because I love that. All about the Benjamins.
Right, right.
I love him bringing Jodeci to the table. Mary J. Blige,
right on.
Biggie and all of them, but I mean, he human, you know what I'm saying? I just pray that I never get too successful that I get tired of dealing with the box. I don't want to get too much where I start looking at the men and be like, man, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Kind of interesting. You're right.
To each his own. I'm not going to be prejudiced about anything like that. I'm just saying, I hope I don't go through that.
Yeah, I
can't do that, bro.
Well, I'm going to go out on the limb, put it out there. It don't matter how much. I ain't gonna ever get tired of the box.
I don't think I ever would.
Ever.
I got two hands. I'm good at both of them. You know what I'm saying?
Look at here. I teach his own, but I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I can't understand how somebody like me could get picked over a woman. I don't understand how I'm be like, you know what? Tell her to move back.
Yeah, because I watched some of those videos.
That's crazy, bro.
Niggas' daddies and shit.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you the scary thing, though. Did y'all hear that video of him and Meek Mills, though?
I don't think it's a real audio, though.
I don't trust it.
There's social media for you right there.
Yeah, I don't trust
you. You heard, but that's the bodyguard.
Right?
He played the video. He said it. Not to mention, right after that, they showed Meek Mill in a pool, sitting in the water, like he cooling off his butt, like his asshole. I'm like, come on, man. The media can make you believe whatever they want you to believe.
Right, they can. Right.
That could have been two different parties. That could have been two different parties.
Then you know you got this AI shit. Make your voice sound like that's him in the audio.
And that's what I mean by I don't trust technology, you know. It's too much. I don't know. I don't know, man.
Now, this is just me. I'm playing devil's advocate.
Right on.
If he was innocent, why he haven't sued the bodyguard?
You know,
ain't nobody spoke up. Ain't nobody said nothing. It's like, man, they just letting him talk. And 50 just putting gasoline on the fire.
Oh, 50 doing what 50 do. Say, 50 doing what 50 do. That's what he do.
That's what he do. Yeah. I'm glad I love 50, bro. I would like to be his friend. I can't be his enemy.
That's what he do. But you know what? Especially in entertainment and when you're successful beyond a certain point, you know, you have what they call advisors. And maybe his advisors is advising him to not speak on it. Because some people believe, like, well, if it ain't true, why you even need to say anything?
Man, look.
I agree with you. That ain't me.
I agree, but when you quiet, that's when people look at you like,
exactly. That nigga did that. That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Say something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you never know, man. I hope that ain't the case. 50
said, I hope it ain't, but you
man,
know, like I said.
50 said that nigga did it, told him, hey, let me take you shot.
Yes, he did.
I'm like.
But now you got to consider the source, so you got to remember. Diddy took 50's baby mama on a shopping spree. That's what started everything.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Now, it's just like me hanging out with your girl. Now, me and you supposed to be cool, or we stop being cool, and I get your girl and I take your girl shopping. Everybody fair game at that point, but now I just threw a slug at you. I'm kind of like insulting you and thumbing my nose at you like, yeah, man, I got your girl. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
50 being the person that he is, he bitter, and he already, you know, one of them, he that tight.
So, you know,
he ain't finna take that one laying down. Look what he did to Rick Ross. He did Rick Ross' baby mama on a porno or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He don't give a fuck. What they say, karma?
But he got sued like a motherfucker for that, though.
See? When it's not true, you see what happened, though. See what happened? But like I say, Diddy, I'm still your partner, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if we can work in the studio, you can't take me shopping. But if we can work in the studio on some music or something like that, I don't need you to guarantee me or promise me that I'm going to get a Grammy or none of that. But I want you to, I wouldn't mind working with you because you're smart. You know how to move units.
Definitely a business.
Because, you know, I can hear what they say about Diddy.
Right.
But I can also remember when he bought in the fashion, when he came in with Ciroc and we came in with all the brands.
Yeah, he definitely an icon, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And then the haters came. Man. You know what I'm saying? Every time somebody get big and get a name for themselves, all of a sudden you got these haters. They always got something negative to say.
And you're right. And something I wish would, moving forward, like I say, accountability, bro. We need to hold, especially our black icons, to a standard. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, my boy, DZ. What you hear about Denzel?
Nothing.
Shit. Exactly.
He been married, what, 40 years exactly. to the same woman?
Yeah. Exactly. You know he what I'm saying? His woman. And I ain't saying that you know, you got to be a couch potato. That's not what I'm saying. But, bro, we need to hold them accountable how they move.
But tell me this, though, bro. Like, with this, you know, with the Diddy situation.
Right.
You know, you go on Instagram and in the comments.
Right.
It's us tearing him down like crazy. Yeah. But you look at, what the dude... Einstein, what his name?
Which one?
The one that got accused
Epstein?
Of. Yeah.
Oh, Epstein. Him and
I heard something about Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
About what they did. You know what I'm saying? Okay, like they something about the kids or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They and not.
You don't see that.
You don't see that.
No, well, you
but
know
it's
what?
It's always.
It's always us. Yeah. You're right. But you have to understand that you have to look at, you got to backtrack and look at what you're coming from. When you have a group of people, and I'm just speaking in totality, you have a group of people that's broken. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're not given the tools or anything to repair themselves or better themselves. They're only given tools to continue to break them down as a people. You know what I'm saying? Well, you can't expect nothing but that from them. Right. But those of us that make it outside of that perspective are those of us who were blessed to have people, whether it was grandmama, mama, auntie, OG in the hood, to put you in another lane. If you don't have that, you're going to follow suit with everything that's going on. Right. You know, it's just like you take a black kid, you take a white kid. You give that black kid 2024 something. You get a white kid the same thing. That black kid, it ain't going to be a scratch on it. He going to wash it so much, he going to damn near wash the paint off of it. That white kid damn near going to be in the woods doing donuts, running over trees with it. It's right. because of the background.
Right,
it's
right,
because,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so with that being the case, that's what's going to happen because that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad. Something needs to be talked about. You know what I'm saying? It needs to be resolved, you know, because you're exactly right. We tear each other down. But we toe down.
Right.
What can a broken person do for somebody else?
Yeah. A lot of these people, a lot of them need to go sit on somebody's couch. That's what it is.
They do.
You know what I'm saying? They got all this trauma and they got all these triggers. And
right.
You know what I'm saying? And I will say this about critics. I do value some critics' opinions, but some of these critics need to shut up. You know what I'm saying? Because you got all this mouth and all this stuff to say about all these celebrities so you can get people to tune in to what you're saying.
That's right.
But what if the camera turned around and focused on your life.
That's right.
What would we find out about you?
Most of this shit, the media, the blogs, they amp this shit up, bro, to a higher degree, dog.
Yeah, it's fertile. If it's fertile ground for people to talk about, they got to, man.
That's their job.
That's what keep people. That's how they stay in business. That's how they talk. But I really think, like I say, some critics their opinion is valuable.
Right.
But some of them they just talking just to be heard.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't agree with all of them. I just think that but they're human, so I'm gonna let them be them. You know, and you can't be mad at a person for being who they are.
No, you can't. You can't. And I want you to be who you are, you know, because one thing I believe about it, regardless if it's today or if it's 10 years from now, being who you are is going to send you down the road you go down. The road you go down is going to teach you what it needs to teach you. You're going to accept it or you're just going to keep getting what you need to get so you can become who you need to become. So, yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Keep pushing forward. Do what you do.